Texas Independence Day, March 2nd. But not even a reading of William Barrett Travis's Letter from the Alamo. It was a rather slack day, an hour's meeting on household matters with Mr. West in the morning, about the President's reception room and our own West Hall, and the doing over that I'm working on with Mrs. Brown, and then desk work with Ashton, and then 30 laps in the pool. I just plain missed the work. It's been part of my life all these years. No trips to the Safeway. No lugging children or suitcases. So I have to seek for exercise. The main event of the day was a 7th reception for congressional members at 6:30. The usual format. Receiving line and pictures in the green room. And how struck I was by the fact that Lyndon knew the first name of nearly every one of them. Something about their bill, their district, what was currently most important to them. He was great. I was delighted to hear in the course of the exchange with the congressman that the education bill had come out of his committee. So Adam Clayton Powell had done as he promised. And then Lyndon and the congressman to the Blue Room for their briefing, and I took the ladies down to the theater. What an ordeal this must be for Mrs. Rusk and Margie McNamara. But you never could tell it. Virginia Rusk too patient, and Margie too interested and eager. This is a great team, the men and the women. What a long briefing they had tonight. Nearly 2 hours. It was 8:50 when we went upstairs to the state dining room. After exhausting the pleasures of the movie on the paintings and a trip of the second floor by all who had not seen it before or who wanted to go again, and while they were so engaged, personal reminiscences by Mrs. Ralph Harvey, Charlene, and Mrs. William Springer, Elsie, members of my 81st Club and International Group, and an attractive young Republican, Mrs. Bradford Morse of Massachusetts. Mrs. Harvey was the funniest. And they were invited to a congressional reception at the White House. She had decided to let her sister go as Congressman Harvey's wife. While she, Mrs. Harvey, drove the car around and around the block while they went in for their supposedly 45-minute stay. She, alas, poor soul, had gotten involved in a car wreck with a policeman and the ensuing complications of whether to tell him her name was Mrs. Ralph Harvey when Mrs. Ralph Harvey was supposed to be inside at the White House at the congressional reception. Upstairs, we fell upon our slight repast. If I had known these were going to last so long, I would have provided more substantial refreshments and ham and turkey and dips and cookies. There seemed to be a heavy preponderance of Southerners. Or maybe Southerners just make themselves felt more. Could it be that I just gravitate to them? There were the Calmers of Mississippi, the Cooleys of North Carolina, the Bears of Louisiana, whom Lyndon used to serve long ago on the Naval Affairs Committee, the Armistead Seldons of Alabama, one of my train-riding companions of the 1960 campaign, and the Russell Tootons of Georgia, and a heavy preponderance of Texans. My own Congressman Wright Patman, the Bob Pogues, he knows more about more subjects, a real student, than nearly anyone I know, and the Ray Roberts, and white-haired, flamboyant Mendel Rivers of South Carolina. Lyndon disappeared briefly. He has a marvelous facility for going somewhere, putting in an appearance, getting the credit for being two places at the same time. He made a drop-in call on the Texas X's March 2nd banquet, which was, amazingly, in honor of a non-Texan. The first time in my memory that such a thing has taken place. Having exhausted the roster of all the available Texans, the Texas X's this time honored Speaker McCormick of Massachusetts. And Lyndon went over to extend his congratulations and drop in on the meeting. It was after 10 when we said goodbye and went upstairs. One of the good receptions, though not the best, but a grade A performance by Lyndon, according to all the congressmen who talked with me. One thing they keep on repeating over and over. If the President could just talk to the public this way, he would just say over TV what he has said to us tonight. It would be a good thing for the whole country.